And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690K GGF. Kyle High with you this morning. Hope you are doing well. Currently outside, it is 72 degrees. And as promised here, we have Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. And Lisa, good morning. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing well. I'm glad to know that it's 72 degrees outside because I ran by the office this morning and TLC was beautifying our lawn and informed me that our air conditioner was frozen up in the back.
Oh no. So that's
but
not
I've made
good.
A phone call and I think help is on the way.
All right, that's good because you don't want the air conditioning not working. That would not be a good thing. All right, so a few things going on here in Independence, and we're going to go ahead and start it off with First Friday that is coming up this Friday.
That's right. So First Friday is an event that happens on the first Friday of every month. So it will be this Friday and then again on October the 1st. But this particular month is being sponsored by HBK Architecture and Interiors and Founders Place. And they are our sponsors, and they will be providing about a 5-minute commercial during the event telling us all about the architecture firm and Founders Place, which is a co-working space that is new and innovative in downtown Independence. We have six great speakers lined up for First Friday. So it's a free event. Everyone is invited to attend. It's open to the community. Starts at 7:30 in the morning, wraps up usually around 9 o'clock at the Civic Center. And we also put it on Facebook Live, and it will be on YouTube as well. So our speaker lineup is Greg Hennon and Steve Denny. Those gentlemen are from Four County Mental Health, and they will be presenting a new vision for behavioral health. So I'm sure that is going to be very interesting and informative about the programming that they have going on at Four County. And then Jody Hayes, who is a part of the Leadership Independence Group, is actually going to be talking about Leadership Refresh, which is the alumni program that we are getting to roll out under the Chamber of Commerce. So one of the unfortunate pieces of COVID was that we weren't able to have our regular leadership programming, but one of the blessings of COVID was it gave us that time to take the year off and work on an alumni program that we have been wanting to do for years, but just didn't have the time. So I'm excited to have her as one of our speakers sharing that information. And then John Garris, everyone is familiar with John. He is our city engineer, and he will be talking about the new Polycart program and the new sanitation schedule that will be tied to that. So I know everyone is interested and excited to have that roll out and what that will mean regarding the sanitation schedule. So he will be there to provide that information. And then Laura Allison, who was actually here last week with me from ICC, will be talking about the Pirates at Work program that we'll be talking about later on this morning. And because the job fair is coming up, so she's going to be speaking just briefly about that. And then Dr. Larry Markevich from Independence Community College Music Department will be wrapping up the speaker lineup with the From Darkness to Light 9/11 20th Anniversary Memorial Concert presentation. He'll be talking about that. It's obviously going to be on 9/11. And I think he's actually bringing an instrumentalist with him that morning. So it's going to be a fun morning. We just encourage everyone to come. Again, it's completely free, open to the public. We usually have around 80, 90 people. Muffins are served and hot coffee from Annie Mae's. So it's a good morning.
All right. So First Friday, always a good time, and lots of great speakers out there for the First Friday this month. We're going to move on and still talk about all the fun things to do at Riverside Park and Ralph Mitchell Zoo.
That's right. So I just want to remind everyone that the schedule has changed for the rides in miniature golf out at the park and zoo. They're open now Saturdays and Sundays from 1 to 5. So still an opportunity to get the kids out, for the grandparents to take the grandkids out and enjoy some fun in the park. And, of course, you can always visit the zoo and kiddie land and play on the equipment. But I just wanted to remind everyone that you can still ride the train for 50 cents, the carousel for a nickel, and play miniature golf for $2 every Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 5.
Also coming up and going all the way through October is the Independence Farmers and Makers Market. And this is always a good time.
That's right. So if you remember, I've talked about in the past that the farmers market was really supposed to wrap up the end of August, and then the Thursday evening market would continue through September. But we had such an interest with our farmers. They still have produce coming out of the garden that they want to continue the Saturday market. So the Saturday market will continue through the entire month of September and wrap up on Saturday, October the 2nd, as of right now. Something changes, we'll let you know. But for now, you need to just know that every Saturday from 7 to 11 and every Thursday afternoon from 3 to 7, you can still enjoy the Farmers and Makers Market in downtown Independence. It's really in the parking lot right behind Annie Mae's on the corner of 8th and Chestnut.
All right. And then coming up this Saturday will be the next Montgomery County Bike Night Rollout.
Yes. And I actually want to back up, if I can, and talk about the movie night that we had, speaking of Saturdays. So last Saturday we had movie night, and it was out in the park, in the park oval. And I just want to remind everyone that we're going to be having it again on Saturday, September the 25th. Now, I know that's a complete month away, but it'll get here before we know it. And it's the fourth Saturday of the month. We do two movie nights, and we just did one last weekend, as I mentioned, and then the final one will be Saturday, September the 25th. And we'll have pre-show activities, and then the movie will start. And we have not selected the movie, so I will be sharing that information next week. But it was a great event. And you were talking about the park and the zoo, and that's kind of what made me think about that. It's open air. Everybody was able to spread out on the grass. They brought blankets. They brought lawn chairs. I passed out over 100 glow bracelets. So that's how many kids were out there, plus all of their parents. So I know there were at least 200 or 300 people out there enjoying movie night. The college was out there. They brought their women's basketball team, their men's basketball team. They were doing drills on the hard surface. And then the cheer and dance squad were out in the grassy area doing stunts and cheers. And it was a lot of fun. Magnolia Sense by Design paid for free train and carousel rides for everyone. So that was nice. It was just a beautiful night. And I want to remind everyone that we have one of those coming up. It will be our final one again, Saturday, September the 25th. But back to your bike night rollout. You're right. It is at Stoney's Pub and Grub this Saturday on September the 4th at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And you can check out the Chamber's website for all the rollout dates. You know, they're all over the community. They're in Coffeyville. They're in Independence making the rounds. And they're going to be actually on 9/18. So they're going to be at my place in Cherryvale. So and then again back at Stoney's in October. So just check out those dates. And if you have a motorcycle, you want to get out, do some bike nights, looks like a fun time.
And also, we talked about this last week because, again, we had her in last week. But if your business is looking for employees, look no further than the Independence Community College Student Employment Job Fair.
Yeah, this is really a great opportunity. You know, we've heard how difficult it is to find employees right now. And so if you are looking for employees and, you know, this is a job fair that you want to attend. It is Wednesday, September the 8th from 4 to 6 in the ICC Gymnasium. And I will just remind everyone that Independence Community College was one of 32 community colleges in the nation selected to participate in this experimental project. So it's a big deal that we have this opportunity. And these are work-study kids that are now being given the opportunity to work for private employers off the campus at no cost to us as employers. This is paid for through the Federal Work-Study Program. Laura said she thinks that they have about 200 kids that are possible employees. So, but they're banking on maybe about 100 of them signing up. And the job fair again is next week on the 8th. And if you're interested, you can call Laura at 332-5511. But it's a great opportunity. It's really a win-win. It's a great opportunity for us as employers to get, you know, some good
kind of interns into our workplace, and it's a great opportunity for the students at Independence Community College to see the opportunities that there are for employment in our community, and also give them some exposure and some job skills that they can put on their resume that will help them when they finish their education.
All right, and again, that's a good program there. And also, don't forget, on the 8th at 7 p.m., the Independence Community College Music Department is putting on a recital.
I know, this sounds like fun. You know, there's always something fun going on out at the music department at Independence Community College under the direction of Dr. Larry Markevich. He has organized a marimba and percussion recital featuring guest artist in residence Jay O'Brien. This performance will take place at the Booth Hotel. And so that will be a beautiful location to have a concert. It's always fun when they gather at the Booth. I went to a concert there some months ago, and it was really nice that the college put on. So mark your calendar for Wednesday, September the 8th at 7 in the evening. Independence Community College's music department will again be presenting marimba and percussion recital featuring artist-in-residence Jay O'Brien at the Booth Hotel.
All right, and football season is here, as September is going to be full of a lot of home games for both ICC and IHS.
I know. It's finally, we're getting a regular football season. You know, last year it was crazy. You know, we had football and basketball all going on at the same time, and we completely missed out on our fall football season. So I know everyone is excited to get back to the stadium and enjoy some football. So, Independence Community College has a game against McDougal Technical Institute at Schulte Stadium at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, September the 11th. And then the Independence Bulldogs will be having their homecoming game on September the 24th against Coffeyville in Independence, and kickoff will be at 7 o'clock that evening.
So, lots of football coming up, and everybody's excited about that. And also, coming up here, not this weekend, but next weekend, the 14th annual Canocla 100 Mile Highway Sale.
That's right. And because it is next weekend, you need to get your permit in by this Friday. So this is the 14th annual Canocla 100 Mile Highway Sale that runs through parts of Kansas and up through Oklahoma. And it's scheduled for Friday and Saturday, September the 10th and the 11th. Permits are free. You just have to go get one at City Hall, as you always do. Usually they charge like $2 or $3, but they're free for this one. And if you get your permit by Friday, then the city will give us all of those permits and we put together the map. But we have to have them by Friday in order to get the map created. So be sure and get those in, and we'll put it on the map. And we usually have over 100 sales, and we usually give out about 1,500 maps. So there are lots of people in town. It's a busy day in Independence on September the 11th. Lots of things going on. So,
and if you want to build up your strength for that day, we'll swing by the Optimus Club's annual pancake breakfast.
That's right. So that's what I was talking about. We've got football in the afternoon, garage sailing all day long, and you can kick off that day, as you said, get your strength built up. Saturday, September the 11th, from 7 to 11 at the Wesley Center, the Independence Optimus Club will be having their annual pancake breakfast. It's free pancakes, unlimited pancakes, not free pancakes, what am I saying? Unlimited pancakes and sausage and juice and milk and everything. I think the donation request is for a ticket is $5.
Nom, nom,
so
nom,
I know. great, great price point there. And the Wesley Center is located at 111 East Maple. And I just encourage everyone to, again, skip the, you know, the Pop-Tart or the cereal or the bacon and eggs, and just come down for some pancakes and some sausage. We'll have coffee waiting for you, but it's a great way to support the Optimus Club. All the money that they raise, they put right back into the community. Their platform is to be a friend of youth, and they work hard to help the youth of our community, and they need our help to do that. So this is their one and only fundraiser, so please come out for pancakes next Saturday.
All right, and then also on that Saturday, September 11th, the Darkness to Light 9/11 20th Anniversary Memorial Concert will be happening at Patio 210.
I know. Again, another wonderful event on Saturday that will happen around 10:30, as you mentioned, at Patio 210, which is 210 West Main, if you're not familiar with that gathering space. It's beautiful out there. And they will be having a concert. Taps will be played to start the memorial concert. And it's going to be a very moving and beautiful, beautiful concert. We're expecting a large crowd. And there will be room to stand up and enjoy the music as well if you happen to not be able to grab a seat. Or you can bring your own chair and sit along the sidewalk as well. So it's a very casual outside concert, and the community is invited again. That's next Saturday, September the 11th at Patio 210, Darkness to Light, the 9/11 20th Anniversary Memorial Concert.
Also, another Meadowlark Lounge is coming up as well.
I'm telling you, it's a busy day. That's the same day. That's in the evening, and there's not anything that's overlapping. So you can actually do everything that that we have scheduled that day. So you can start out by getting your pancakes, then go let someone else's trash be your treasure as you're moving around the garage sales in the community, and then you can check out some football in the afternoon. Oh, I missed the concert at 10:30. Then check out some football in the afternoon, and then you can wrap up the day by going to Meadowlark Lounge, and that is at the museum. The concert will start at 7 o'clock, and tickets are $20 a piece. They have the best singers and songwriters from the area. They're going to have appetizers and refreshments. This is a benefit to help the museum. So they've been having really good attendance at these events. Always a good time. It's patterned after the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville, Tennessee. So it's something fun and different. So if you're looking for that kind of experience, be sure and check out the Meadowlark Lounge next weekend.
Also on Saturday, another event going on is the Fun Run, and it's for a good cause.
That's right. So you can work off those pancakes that you ate that morning. You can go eat the pancakes at, 7 o'clock or so, and then let them settle just a little bit and head out to Riverside Park Oval and participate in the Yana Julian Fun Run. It, too, is Saturday, September the 11th at 9 o'clock in the morning. You can register by going to yanastrong.webs.com. I would assume that it might be a little too late to get a T-shirt for the event, but it is never too late to register. It is never too late to contribute financially to a great cause. She was a wonderful person who gave back to this community, made an impact, and unfortunately her life was cut short, but her memory lives on. And I've never met a person who didn't love Yana Julian, so it's a great way for us to continue to remember her and honor her and celebrate her by participating in the Fun Run.
Absolutely. And then coming up September the 7th through the 11th, the 5th Annual Southeast Kansas Pride Week.
That's right. They have tons of things going on. You want to check out their Facebook page at Project Q&A. For more information, they have workshops and family activities and lots of events going on. And that will actually wrap up this weekend as well. Next weekend as well. So they, again, will be having some activities out in the park. So check out the Facebook page for Project Q&A with all of the events listed for the 5th Annual Southeast Kansas Pride Week.
And, of course, this past weekend, of course, we had the Veterans Roundup where a lot of veterans were out there at Memorial Hall. But that doesn't mean it's over, because claims filing assistance for veterans will be on Thursday, September 16th.
That was a great event. They had lots of veterans in from all over. Out of state, they were coming in getting assistance. It is a wonderful program that they have put together. And as you mentioned, even though the roundup is over, our VFW Post 1186 extends this support and help by offering a claims filing assistance for all veterans, which is Thursday, September the 16th. From 9 to 3, it's always the third Thursday. They do this every month as a gift to the veterans and a way to support them, which I think is just phenomenal that they
that they do this. So, again, thank you to VFW Post 1186. They're located at 113 East Myrtle. And it again, they're making available claims filing assistance for all veterans. And speaking of that, we just want to tell all of our veterans that we thank them for their service matters, and we honor them.
Absolutely. So again, we do appreciate them. So lots of stuff going on, Lisa, and if anybody does have any questions about all these events that are going on, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, they can call us at the chamber office at 331-1896, and they can visit with us on the phone. We can give them lots of detailed information. Most of the flyers are also on our website at indkschamber.org. And you can always go to our Facebook page, which is Get Independence, and we post and share a lot of the information on there as well.
All right. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for coming in today. We always appreciate it. We love having you in, and we will talk to you again next week at 10:10, since that will be the first Tuesday of the month.
That's right. I'll be back.
All right. Let's go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we'll start open lines. So keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Tuesday morning here in Southeast Kansas, Northeast Oklahoma.